Good evening. Welcome to St. Mark's on this evening time of reflection. As we reflect on this last year that was 2018, another year of God's grace, and as we look forward now into what's going on in 2019 for ourselves, for as our church, as a family, all of it. Tonight we're going to celebrate by surrounding ourselves once again with God's Word. We'll also be praising God with some hymns throughout, all as we reflect and meditate on what he's telling us for this year to come. We'll also be celebrating the Lord's Supper tonight, so prepare your minds and hearts to receive the body and blood of the Lord together. Our first hymn, our opening hymn, is printed there for you in the bulletin. May God bless your worship tonight. Continue with Psalm 90, spoken responsively, beginning on page 3 in your bulletins. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place
throughout all generations.
Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world,
from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You turned people back to dust. A thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by.
Or like a watch in the night.
Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death.
They are like the new grass of the morning.
In the morning it springs up new.
But by the evening it is dry and new.
We are consumed by your anger.
And terrified by your indignation.
You have set our iniquities before you.
Our secret sins in the light of your presence.
All our days pass away under your wrath.
We finish our years with the moan.
Our days may come to 70 years.
Or 80 if our strength endures.
Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow.
For they quickly pass and we fly away.
If only we knew the power of your anger.
Your wrath.
Teach us to number our days.
That we may gain heart with wisdom.
Relent, Lord, how long will it be?
Have compassion on your servants.
Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love.
That we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us.
For as many years.
May your deeds be shown to your servants,
your splendor to their children.
May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us.
Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes.
Thank you.
me pray. Eternal Father, before whom all generations rise and fall, teach us to think earnestly on the brevity of our lives and on the immensity of your goodness. Help us to enter the new year trusting in the name of your Son and walking in the way of his peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. This evening, as we reflect once again on God's Word, we have three lessons before us that help us not just look back, but also look ahead. First lesson comes from Jeremiah chapter 29. This message came to the Israelites when they were in exile in Babylon. From Jeremiah 29. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. This is the word of the Lord. Second lesson comes from James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone, then, knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. The word of the Lord. Please stand now in honor of the gospel lesson. The gospel for this evening comes from John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated for our next hymn, Help Us, O Lord, For Now We Enter. That's number 70, hymn 70.
Thank you.
God's grace and God's mercy and God's peace for the new year be with you, brothers and sisters, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your grace. Amen. Plans. Plans. We surround ourselves with so many plans, don't we? We make plans for the week. We make plans for dinner, plans for the weekend. We make plans for our futures, for our children's futures. We make plans for college, plans for our careers. We make plans strategically, they're called. Strategic plans for businesses or even for the church. We have big, big plans, plans. Plans are a good thing. Plans can help you, obviously, when you're looking into the future for something big coming up. You want to have a good plan because you never know when you get to that point in the future that if you don't have a plan, it might not be such a great future. So we make plans, and it can be a wise thing to do that. But as we make these plans, what should we keep in mind? As we make these plans, and as sometimes these plans fall apart, what do we do when our plans go awry, when things don't work out as planned? What's the number one thing that we always want to keep focus on? These are all answers as we make our plans for this next year, coming up into 2019. These are all things that we're going to answer here tonight in these three lessons before us. They're going to help us make those plans, not just for 2019, though, but also beyond. As we make plans for 2019 and beyond, what's the number one thing that we want to start with? As we make plans, we always want to remember God's plans for us. Whenever you make plans as a Christian, that's where you should start. So Jeremiah 29 is a good place to do that. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." What kind of plan does God have for you? It's a pretty good plan. We always want to start with that because that always gives us what it says. The people of Israel, when they received this message, do you know where they were? I said it earlier. They were in exile. They're in exile, and can you imagine what they're going through? What do we plan? How do we do this? We're stuck here. Does God even love us? Has he forsaken us? How do we know that he loves us? What plan could we possibly make? Well, God here gives them an encouragement through Jeremiah. He says, no, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. This same promise to the Israelites is given to you and I too. Now, I don't know if you have ever felt in yourself, or maybe you're feeling right now, what do I do? I don't know which way God wants me to go. How do I know he's even there? Does he even care about me? Maybe you're even thinking, has God forsaken me? Does he even care about me? The answer is yes. God has great plans for you. So as you make your plans, this is what you want to remember. First of all, he wants you to prosper. Does that mean you're going to have a Lamborghini in the garage? $1 million in the bank account? Maybe. Maybe not. Lamborghini? Maybe not. But really, what's he talking about with prospering? Whenever God wants us to prosper, what's he really focused on? Is he focused on all the earthly stuff? No, it's the spiritual stuff that he cares about. He wants us to prosper spiritually. Now, what ways does he help us prosper spiritually? Throw it out there. We see this in our lives all the time. His word. Gives us his word to prosper. That's what we're gathered here around, right? We see symbols of his word all around us. We focus on his word, three lessons. We reflect his word with all these hymns. His word, his word, his word. Helps us prosper, helps us grow. His word here at church, but his word also at home. How are you doing with that? Have you made that a part of your plan? That's a big part of prospering with God, isn't it, spiritually, is staying in His Word, especially at home. How else does He help us prosper? Sacraments. That's where we grow spiritually as well. Because what is the sacrament, really? It's God's Word. It's the gospel connected with an earthly element. So the sacraments, what else does He give us to help us prosper spiritually? The law, yeah, He really confronts us with that law. Why? Because sometimes that sin gets in the way, and we'll talk about that in a sec. What else does He give us to help us prosper? Friends, each other, absolutely. Look at, we're all here tonight. We're all one family. We all encourage each other, help each other prosper, get rid of everything that hinders so that we can grow. God's number one thing for you and your plan as you figure this out is that you prosper. That's always important to remember. So if you're going through those difficult times, remember, God wants you to prosper. And how he does that through His Word is the second thing that's mentioned there. He wants to give you hope and a future. Does anyone ever make plans if they don't have hope? You ever thought about that? If you have no hope for the future, why even make a plan? You and I know that we have the greatest hope that there ever is, ever was. It's Jesus and everything that He gave to us. Everything that we have, it's certainly a future. We know that in this life we have a great future ahead of us because God blesses us in this life. But we also know that we have a great future in heaven. God has given you that hope and that future. Now, as we make our plans, sadly, we can let our own sinful plans and sinful schemes get in the way. And that was James' point in James chapter 4. It says, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or do that. There's a couple of things mentioned here, too, when it comes to our sinful plans. First of all, what was the assumption of these people that James is confronting? That there's going to be a tomorrow, right? You and I don't know if there's going to be a tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen. So we do make our plans, but if we don't recognize the most important thing, then we're in trouble with those plans. And that's really what the second part is getting at, too. He's really talking about priorities here, isn't he? What are your priorities as you make your plans for 2019? Are they spiritual plans? Spiritual priorities? Do you let something else get in the way? These people were letting greed and money get in the way. Is that what you're doing? Do you think of your greed and earthly life, your earthly comforts, ahead of God? Maybe as you're making plans, you take a different sin and put that ahead of God and His Word. Maybe as you're looking for tomorrow, you think it's guaranteed. And so in the moment, you sin and go headlong into it thinking, ah, I've got that hope and a future. I'll be just fine in this moment. And what happens if in a moment it's done? You and I can let other priorities get in the way. It's like when we make our plans and we lead our lives. You ever walk a dog that's really big and strong? They're not well trained. I had one of those growing up. It was just like going every which way. You try to wrangle it in. You and I let ourselves do that with sin sometimes. As we make our plan, we all want a good plan, and yet when we try to follow that plan, we let other priorities get in the way, we let other sins get in the way. Who's controlling who? Is that a part of your plan? Is there a sin that you're struggling with right now that you have no control over, that you have taken as a priority over God's Word? What can you do to get that thing in control? As you and I make these plans, and as we stumble, and as these things all go awry, the most important thing that we want to keep in mind as we make these plans are given to us by Jesus in John 14. First of all, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am. The number one part of your plan for 2019 is to look forward to heaven. That's the number one part of any plan, is to remember that future and remember through whom it comes. As you go, instead of following that dog, you make your plans focused on the cross of Christ and Jesus and His grace and what He did for you. Because all of those plans, all of those times you went awry, all of those times you take that sinful priority ahead of Jesus, all of those were paid for. All of those were taken from you. That was God's plan. Imagine being God before time began and making a plan to give up your son. What kind of plan was that for you? One that gave you hope and a future. Because of Jesus' suffering, you get to prosper. That was God's plan for you. So remind yourself of that plan. You have God's word in front of you, you have Christ in front of you, and you know the way. You know the way to follow. As Jesus says, you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Silly Thomas. He gets a hard rap in the scripture, doesn't he? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. As we make our plans, as we try to plan our path for this year, we focus on Jesus as we do that, and we always remember through whom that path goes to heaven. It goes through Christ. May God bless you this year, this coming year, as you plan to get rid of the sin that hinders you, as you plan to put God first in your life, and as you plan to focus on the cross of Christ yet again. Another year of God's grace. Amen. Now what I'd like to do is I'd like everybody to take out the hymnal. Please go to page 110 in the hymnal. As a response to God's word, we're going to say a prayer, and it's going to be Psalm 119b on page 110. We're going to say this as a prayer together. We're going to say everything on here except for the refrain, and we're going to do it all together. Okay, page 110. We pray.
Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law, and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant, so that you may be feared. How I long for your precepts. Preserve my life in your righteousness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continue with our offering of thanks.
continue with the prayer of the church, spoken responsively on page 7. We pray, I will exalt you, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever.
Every day I will give glory to you and praise your holy name.
It is fitting, O Lord, as we begin a new year, that we say thank you for the many gifts of your grace that you gave us in 2018.
You have been faithful to your promises and loving toward all you have made.
You clothe your creation with beauty. You feed even the birds and tell us that we are much more valuable than they.
You know exactly what we need, and you give us all good things.
Clothing and food, safety and health, possessions and money, even life itself, all these come to us from your generous hand.
We thank you for these blessings, and we humbly ask that you continue to grant us in the new year.
We thank you especially, Lord, for your word and for your holy supper, which strengthen our faith. Shield us from temptation and equip us for service.
Increase our commitments to these precious gifts so that we may continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Almighty and eternal God, you have been gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. As you led your people Israel with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, so lead us by the light of your word that we may live our lives to your glory and be prepared to die in your peace. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, who taught us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Please stand for the sacrament. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Oh. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed on the cross for you for the forgiveness of all your sins.
Please stand. Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. The closing hymn is printed there in the bulletin.
Thank you.
evening. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It was nice reflecting on God's Word with you tonight for our meditation. And thank you for figuring out that you could sit for that closing hymn. Sorry, I forgot to tell you to sit down. A couple announcements for you. First of all, there's a teen bonfire planned for this Friday at the Lederman's Place. So that's at 6 p.m. If you wanted to meet here at the church at 5:15 and get a group together, let us know, and we'll try to arrange that for you. But this Friday at 6 p.m. at the Lederman's. Also, there's going to be a couple of memorial services this week for long members of St. Mark's. First of all, Myrtle Brown is going to be on the 3rd. That's at 12:30 in Dixon. If you need directions for that, let me know. There's also going to be a memorial service here on Saturday, the 5th. I believe it's at 12:30? At 12:30 with a luncheon afterwards. So keep that in mind for as well. That's for Floyd Ross. May God bless you, and may God continue to give you good plans for the future and beyond, because you know He does. And we'll see you next year. Have a good night. Please stick around and greet one another.